Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the first week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, responding to God's love. How are you responding to the loving touch and compassionate friendship of Jesus? Consider his track record. In the past, he has healed you, he has helped you through difficult times, and he has empowered you to resist temptations. Your faith was tested and you grew stronger. What are you doing with the fruits of these divine interventions? Are they helping anyone else? Today's first reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, says that because Jesus was tested by what he suffered, he's able to help us when we're tested. His sufferings perfected him into a compassionate friend who understands our pain and wants to do something about it. When his ministry exhausted his energies and someone came seeking more from him, his endless love grew in endurance. When his self-focused desire to protect himself from crucifixion wrestled against the us-focused will of the Father, his concern for us strengthened. Now the same thing happens to us. For example, our love grows in endurance when we exhaust our ability to love and then ask Jesus to multiply the love in us. But then what? What are we doing with the fruits of our spiritual growth? Do we let Jesus expand what we've received into more ministry? Today's gospel story from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39 shows us the healing power of Peter's mother-in-law. Notice how she quickly responds to this gift. She immediately uses it to serve others. What are you good at? This is how you're gifted and called to serve others in response to God's love for you. Notice also how Jesus gained strength and endurance from the Father's love. Jesus exhausted a lot of energy ministering to the crowds in Capernaum. This town was known as the Via Maris because it was a significant coastal trading center. There was no end to the stream of folks who crowded in to see what he could do for them, and it wore him out. Jesus needed time alone with the Father to refocus and recuperate, but it wasn't long before his friends interrupted the break. What was his response? The companionship and guidance he received from the Father in that brief retreat gave him energy to spread his ministry throughout all of Galilee. What has God's companionship and guidance done for you? As Jesus raises us up to a holier life, we respond to his love by moving beyond our comfort zones to share our gifts with more and more people. Every good gift from God deserves a gift in return. The best gift he wants from us is our service to others.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.